What do you want up here?
Just, okay, when did you start working at New Bridge?
Why is it? I started about the 1st of February, and I think it'll be 1907. That'll be about the year. And I went in the woods with a, there was an old gentleman there with the name of Isaac Simmons. He took me as a partner to start in. And we all go in the woods and fell the trees and cut them into saw logs, you see, the length they wanted, and cut one tree and cut that, and then move on to another one right in the near vicinity and repeat the performance tree after tree.
That's fine. Yeah. You said, I remember when I talked to you before, you said Isaac Simmons was a good filer. That was his trick?
He was an expert at filing. Just what we've been talking about out there in the shop, about fitting a crosscut saw. And he showed me how to do it. That's how I come to be familiar with it.
The two of you worked on the same, used the same saw, the same crosscut saw?
Mm-hmm.
You both worked on the same crosscut saw?
Oh, yeah. He on one end, and I was on the other end. That was the two-man saw. That was two-man operation, them things are. You'd be surprised how fast they'd cut a tree off, too. The modern chainsaws, of course, will do it much faster. But even so, they'd still cut a lot of trees down and cut them into logs.
Who actually was hiring you to work there?
Hmm?
Who actually was hiring you to work there? What was the company?
Well, I don't remember who. Well, they had a foreman in the woods, you see, a boss. They call him foreman now, but there was boss then. And I forgot what his name was. But well, that's quite a little while ago. To remember names.
What happened to the logs after you cut them into lengths?
Oh, there's a guy come along with a one horse, sometimes two horses, depend on the size mostly, but even a very big log, one horse would they call them skidding. They'd pull it, drag it out of the woods over to where they could reach it with sleighs, you see, and make a pile, let's call them skidways. The horse would draw that log up to the end of the pile here, and on the rollers, the guys that are rolling the logs would unhook the chain from the log, you see. And that horse, after he'd been used a while, would go right back where he come from. They didn't depend on a man leading them out and driving them back and forth all the while. Was a good skidding horse or team that come to the skidway, that the guys there would pull it up the right distance so that to roll, you see, unhook that chain, give him the signal, and he'd take off and go back where he got that log.
So did you hook the chain on the log for the horse then, back there?
No, the guy that was doing the skidding, that was his job. We cut the trees down and cut them into lengths. That's all we had to do.
You limbed them too?
Hmm?
Did you have to limb them?
Well, I didn't. If I could get a nice log with one knot in it, they might pick it. Otherwise, they didn't bother with the limbs like they do today.
You mean they just leave that right in the woods to rot out?
Just take the trunk part.
And take the body of the tree out.
How big a tree were you cutting, Willis, in that time? You know.
Oh my God.
What's that? Five feet around?
No, that'd be more than that.
5 feet diameter. So.
No, you seldom would find one that much in diameter, but 3 feet in diameter were common. If he had one 3 feet in diameter, it'd be about 10 feet around, you
sure.
see, approximately.
How about, cutting small ones? Would you be allowed to cut small ones?
Oh, no. 16 or 18 inches is the smallest. They wouldn't touch anything smaller. Mm-hmm. Well, as big as that. Anything smaller than that, they wouldn't bother with it at all.
So when you started there in February. What was it like when you first got there? Like, what was the first day like, or the first week or so?
Well, it wasn't anything. I knew what it was, in a way. We cut our firewood. You cut down trees, and a little different species trees, but and different size. Because for firewood, we'd cut down small ones, too. And you had a general idea of what it was.
Did you live at Newbridge when you worked there?
Yeah, they had boarding camps, you know, and you board there.
Is this here some of the houses in the background there?
No, well, that was out around the mill, those are. But back in the woods where we actually cut these logs, there wasn't any houses. They had a camp, what they called a camp, and it was rough boards, tar paper on the outside.
Who would live in houses like this?
Well, there'd be, the bosses, and there was some families lived there up there around the mill. Quite a lot of them, a lot of houses there. But some of them are quite big. They were mostly small, one family houses.
So none of the real lumbermen lived back in the woods? The real lumbermen lived back in the woods then?
Well, like I was, they'd live in the... During the winter, when they were cutting, logging, and when it warmed up, so they started to thaw up their roads. See, these roads that they hauled on back there were all iced in the wintertime. And when it got warmer, a little warmer, so it thawed up, they had to quit.
Did you have a water wagon back in those days?
Yes, a water box.
Water box, they called it?
Yep, a great big square box on sleighs. And a good pair of horses to draw it, too. And then long, of course, it would be very different years when they get warm enough so they start to thaw up, break up the roads, so they have to quit hauling. But that ended it until the next, along in the autumn, September.
So what did you do in the summer then, or in the spring and summer?
Well, the first year or two, come back out and worked around among the farmers. After that, I worked in the mill.
Worked in the sawmill? Is that the sawmill there at Newbridge, or a different one?
Well, the last year they operated, I worked there. Then I went up to another up in Santa Clara.
Is this the mill then?
That don't look. Maybe it's...
I think it's in this picture, too. That too, is that the sawmill?
Looks more like it right there. Oh no, that must be something else, because I don't remember that trestle. This thing here, over here. What that would be.
It's that railroad track.
But it wasn't by the river like this, or?
Well, that looks like a lot bigger river than. Well, that was pretty small up in there at that time.
Says the band mill. Says the band mill on it.
The dam?
The band. B-A-N-D.
Oh.
That might be years later or something. Maybe it doesn't look. I say that might be later, like they might have added on or something from when you worked there.
That looks more like the old mill right there, from where what I can see of it.
What kind of mill was it? Would you cut up, or how was it? How was it run?
Oh, it run with steams and big circular saws. They had gang saws out back.
How many people work there?
In the mill?
Yeah.
Oh my, I don't know. There must have been. It'll take 10 or 12, at least.
So you worked there all year then? The year you worked there right through the summer?
Yeah.
Get pretty hot in the summer?
Yeah, hotter than the kitchen there. In the woods, and we couldn't get a breeze, you know, though. Wind like you get out here in the open. Along there by the river you'd get quite a little breeze some days.
Do you live in the town then when you worked at the sawmill? Do you live in Newbridge then when you worked at the sawmill?
Yeah. There was an old family lived in one of them little houses there on a border to them that summer I worked there.
There's a picture in here of a whole bunch of babies. There's a picture in here of a whole bunch of babies that someone told me that. One winter they had 25 babies born in the town. I don't know if you remember that or not. I'll show you the picture.
No, I don't remember.
There it is.
So many babies.
Must be they didn't have, there wasn't much entertainment there, I guess.
No.
They had fiddling contests there, didn't they? You know someone they used to have a fiddling contest, or was that at Santa Clara?
Oh, that was up Santa Clara, yeah.
You ever have dances or music or anything like that?
Well, yes, they have dances. But that was in the summer when I was out there in the Newbridge.
Yeah.
But back in the woods, when I worked in the woods, it'd be in the winter, and you didn't get out there.
What was in the town itself? Did they have a store there, or?
Yeah, the company had a store there, yeah.
You don't remember, it wasn't Emporium that ran this, was it? It wasn't Emporium that ran the sawmills and stuff.
No, it was there at Newbridge.
Emporium, a company that...
Yeah, Emporium.
Is that one, it's a train, it looks like that's back in the woods, more back in the woods.
Yeah.
Did they, there was a train running back?
A ways back, it didn't go clear back. There's a lot of little logs come down that river there in the spring.
And they floated the softwood down, or hardwood too?
No, the hardwood wouldn't float. Well, they wouldn't cut hardwood that time anyway.
Oh, you were cutting softwood?
Oh, pine and spruce. Not too much spruce, mostly pine. Yeah, the old camp's all right.
How many fellas lived in your camp? How many fellas lived in the camp that you lived at?
Oh, I don't know, 30, around 30, 32, something like that in there.
You said it was pretty rough, just tar paper and...
Yeah. Lumber, they didn't bother playing it when they made the camp.
Yeah. It was just all rough wood.
Yeah, just as it come from the saw.
What kind of clothes did you wear in the wintertime? Did you have all wool or?
Oh, yeah. I didn't buy. Wouldn't wear cotton at all. Well, you was out in all kinds of weather, and this stuff, a drop of water, you'd be wet all the while. And the wool, they won't wet through so quick. They get heavy, but they wouldn't wet through.
Do you remember, I think there used to be some hermits and stuff around there. Was it pretty wild in that part of Clare?
Yeah. There's a lot of woods.
What were the roads like into there?
What were the roads like?
Yeah, to get into there.
Just a place between the trees. Wide enough, they cut trees down. Had to cut a few down so they could get through.
And what was the nearest town that people go from Newbridge into other towns for entertainment, or?
DeGrasse was the nearest one. Quite a little hamlet that time, DeGrasse was.
Do you remember the man whose name I mentioned, Homer Moore?
Well, that name is familiar, but I've almost forgotten all the other names, really.
He was the engineer, I guess, of the train there. They have more than one engineer, or just one?
No, I don't think so. Just one, I believe, is all.
Think he got paid more than the lumbermen?
Oh, yeah, a little. I wouldn't imagine too much, but they had to give him a little extra. Now, 50 cents a day would be quite a little bit extra, you know.
What were your wages like?
Well, they were different. One who was in cutting logs in there, we'd get our board of so much a month and found. That was your board.
What was it called?
Hmm?
Found?
Yeah, so much a month. Say $30 a month and found.
Remember that.
Your board. Yeah.
You said you got $3 a day, is that right? Or for $3 a week, wasn't it?
No, we get about $5 a week. And if they cut so many pieces for logs for a day's work, and if you make 2-3 extra ones, well, you get a little extra. Sometimes you'd have an extra dollar a week for cutting more than the required number.
Did a lot of people come and go working there, or was it sort of the same people?
Oh, there was a lot of change going on. There was some old hand to stay right there all winter, right through the season, you see. But there was a lot of changing going on. The tote team would go out after supplies, groceries for the cook, or grain for the horses, hay or something, what have you, and they'd ride out when they're leaving, come back in when they come in.
Sometimes they'd ride out and not come back, though.
Oh, yeah, that's the way they'd take off.
Oh, the fellas that were leaving?
Hmm?
The fellas that decided to leave would go out with the tow train?
Yeah.
And they bring new ones in with the tow train, too?
Well, if there's anybody out there waiting, in these little hamlets.
How did you get in?
That way. Went up the grass, and the tote rig was there that day when I first went up, and I got a ride right back in.
How did you get to DeGrasse from where you lived in Governor?
Well, we went up to, there was a railroad, went up to Fine. We changed cars 2-3 times to get there.
How'd you get from Fine to DeGrasse?
A walk. Go by hand.
By hand?
That's what we used to call it.
By hand? This yeah. Means to walk?
Sure. I wouldn't think anything of walking from here to Governor, as far as that goes. You can go by hand.
So you probably thought you were pretty lucky to get a ride in with a tow.
Oh, yeah, you'd be up very lucky.
Did you have a fiddle with you then?
No, I didn't know it up the grass.
You said when you were out in the woods, you had to cut a certain number, and if you got over that, you wouldn't have to, you get extra money.
Yeah.
How many did they make you cut a day?
Well, we cut 90 pieces for a while.
Did they load logs all along onto the train? Like you said before, that they would pile them up at the end of the skidway. Would that be by the railroad tracks? Or would they have to haul them farther to get to the railroad tracks?
Well, that railroad, yeah, they did. They had to skid them quite a ways. And they used to run the railroad, they'd shift it, change it around every year, you see, or every summer, to draw them out. But they'd drag them quite a ways to get where they could up to the tracks. Well, the main part of the logs were put on the river and floated down in the spring. They drag them out there to the banking ground, that's what they called it. That's where they roads in the woods. They were had a road back teams, and they were skidded out to this road, and then they were hauled with sleighs down to the river, the banking ground, you see what they called it. Rolled right out there, piles, big piles.
Do you ever take part in floating them down the rivers?
Hmm?
Do you ever take part in floating them down the rivers?
No, I never got into that. Driving, that's what they call that. Log drives.
Is there any reason why you didn't get into it?
No.
That's quite dangerous, isn't it? You hear all those stories about jams and things like that.
Well, a log jam, I only had to break a jam, that would be dangerous. Otherwise, it wouldn't be too dangerous. You just... Well, they've had boats, and then some men walked along the shore, and the logs would float up on the edge of the shore and hang up, and the water dropped a little bit, and they'd roll them into the river and push them off. And then when they did a jam somewhere, go over a falls or around a sharp bend or something in the river, maybe a big rock would be out there somewhere to catch the logs, and that would be dangerous. Get out there and pry the... Well, there's one log somewhere out there, a key log. If they could find it and pry that out, like the whole thing would start down the river. The man with him, too.
He had to run pretty fast once it started moving?
Yes. They'd run.
So once I heard that to get the key log, they rigged up a pole on the shore with a rope, and they had the fella that was going to pull the key log hooked up to this. And then he pulled it, and then they yanked him up, and he went straight up, you know, up in the air. Did you ever hear of anything like that?
No, I don't know if I ever heard of that.
How would they get that fella out of there?
Well, he'd get out.
Just run?
Run on the logs. As a jam, they'd have pushing logs up, and they'd be right up above the water, you know. Generally. Not always, but generally, they'd pile up quite high.
One thing I haven't been able to figure out is how did you ever work in the real snowstorms of the winter when it got real cold? Did you go out and cut trees anyway?
Anyway, yep.
How did you find your way back? There's some real heavy snowstorms up here sometime.
Oh, you could find your way back if you see where they've been working. Stumps and fallen tops. Things like that, you could, even right now when it was snowing real hard, you could find your way back.
Do you take a break during the day for lunch and go get something hot to eat? Or?
No, you did not. Oh boy.
What did you eat in the middle of the day?
Huh?
What did you eat in the middle of the day? Didn't you get hungry?
Well, they'd take a lunch back with them.
You just eat frozen sandwiches. Frozen sandwiches, is that what you had?
Yeah.
Did you wear snowshoes back in the woods?
Oh, not when they were working, no.
No?
You wallow around the snow. I used to wear snowshoes. I wore out lots of them.